From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents Corrie ten Boom, Keeper of the Angel's Den by Janet and Jeff Benge. Read for you by Rebecca Gallagher. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1.
Judenhilfe.
The cold metal of the handcuffs chafed at Corrie's wrists. Her left arm was handcuffed to her older sister Betsy, and her right arm to her father, and each of them was handcuffed to someone else. Together, the chain of handcuffed people stumbled along the alley towards Smedestrat. The morning snow had melted into gray puddles that lay on the cobblestones. With each footstep, icy water splashed onto Corrie's legs. The group's Gestapo escort barked at the prisoners in German, trying to make them move faster, an order impossible to carry out. It was well after curfew, and not a speck of light lit the street. It was all Corrie could do to keep herself and her father from losing their balance and falling. There was no way they could march at the pace their German captors wanted. Corrie's 84-year-old father simply couldn't go any faster, and neither could Corrie, who was sick with the flu. The soldiers had dragged her out of her bed, and she felt so weak that with every step she took, she had to fight the urge to give up and collapse onto the cold, wet cobblestones. As they stepped from the alley out onto Smedestrat, Corrie wondered whether she would ever again see the Baye, the house where she had lived near.